We're getting an update about what's going on in the town of Clover. Of course, you know, it's the town with love in its name. Sam Long helps to make sure that we're always entertained when we swing by Clover. And good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning.
It's not the dog days of summer for you all in Clover, right?
No.
We just heard a few moments ago, which you'll talk about that later in the year, but your fall calendar is slam-packed.
Yes.
And summer is a time where you're supposed to slow down and enjoy summer, but you all are just as busy in the summer as you will be in the fall.
Yes, event season is ramping up. This is our favorite time. Yes, lots going on.
You say that every season. You just like entertaining people.
That's right.
That's great. It's bringing folks to Clover, if they've never been there before. It's also giving those in Clover a chance to celebrate with their own neighbors, and you're keeping people in York County. You're keeping those dollars in York County, and that's good for all of us.
Yes.
Well, what can we expect this summer? What's going on?
So this week, on the 4th of July, we will do a Freedom Run and Roll Friday morning, so we'll get our celebration started early in the morning. So we have a 5K at 8:30 Friday morning that will start at New Center Park. We'll give away prizes, goodie bags. We'll have some food vendors on site so you can get some coffee and breakfast sandwich kind of stuff. And then at 11 o'clock, the exact same location, we will have a decorative golf cart parade. So that's super fun. So there's still time to sign up for both of those. So if you want to run, walk, or roll, there is still time for you to sign up.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, your golf cart was kind of new last year, right? You were trying it out, and I guess it was a pretty big success. It's coming back for the sequel.
That's right. So last year was the first year we had done the golf cart parade, and it was super fun. And people were like zip tying inflatables to the top. I mean, it was like all out.
So they have to decorate it.
Yes, okay. Yes. So we give out some cash for the top three, the most spirit, the best crew, that kind of thing. So yes, all the red, white, and blue you can pile on a golf cart is what we're looking for.
So you can walk, run, or roll.
That's right. On July 4th. You can do both if you want to run and roll. You can participate in both.
That's a lot of fun, Sam.
Yes,
that's great.
It is. It's really fun. So we'll be at the park Friday morning from 8 until 12 o'clock doing all that kind of fun stuff, 5K and golf cart parade. If you don't want to participate, but you want to come cheer on the ones who are participating, you can do that as well. So if you want to be a cheerleader for either of the events, that is great as well. You can park and get out of your cars and clap and cheer on the ones who are running and rolling.
You need to add watch to the end of that list.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Run, roll, watch.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a lot of fun. Well, I'm glad that the golf cart was a success because I remember this time last year you were like, we're going to try something new.
Yes.
And again, seems like the crowds liked it and you're bringing it back.
Yes.
Fantastic.
All right. Super fun. So then Saturday morning we will have our farmer's market. So that will be on Main Street. So that's from 9 to 1. There's lots of fun things to do there. Of course, get some fresh produce, some fresh baked breads, that kind of stuff. But there will also be a little petting zoo for the kiddos. So fun stuff to do Saturday morning. So you can come back out Saturday morning right on Main Street, get you some good breakfast, some good coffee, and shop around some of our local vendors there. So that will be Saturday morning from 9 to 1.
And the location again?
That is right on Main Street.
Perfect. Okay.
So it's right there in front of our Main Street businesses.
I love to see that you guys incorporate the full day because everybody else around here seems to be dominating the evening hours. And you said, you know what? That's fine. You go do you those nights, but we want you to come celebrate with us during the day, celebrate it with us the morning after, and and make it an entire weekend of festivities.
Yeah, so you can still check out York or Rock Hill or Lake Wylie's fireworks show Friday evening, but you can come kick it off with us Friday morning to get the weekend started. So yeah, that's a full day of festivities there. So
beyond July 4th and 5th, what else is on the calendar for the town of Clover, Sam?
So next week, July 10th, we'll have Food Truck Thursday. The end of the month, we'll have another concert. So we just kicked our first concert off this past Friday night. So the concert series is June, July, August. So our July one will be on July 25th. So that's at New Center Park. We'll have inflatables, face painter, food trucks, live music. So a fun night for the family. Then do want to plug that Gallery 120 still has the Focus exhibit on display. So that is up through July 18th. So if you have not had a chance to check that out, you can swing by the Larn building right on Main Street. We'll be open today from 12 to 8. So you can come grab a bite to eat from one of our local restaurants and step into the gallery and check out the artwork there that's on display.
And remember, that gallery's in a new location. It was in one building, and they've been able to move to another building. So we just want to always remind folks about that. But please check it out. It's one of the best gallery spaces in York County. It's just right. It's just the right size. It's not too big, not too small.
Right.
Goldilocks would love it, Sam.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah. It's really cool to see how many local, I mean, because all of the artwork is from local artists. We try very hard to stick to just York County. So it's incredible when you're looking at the work and you're like, man, someone who lives in our county, you know, created this. It's a reminder of how many talented folks we really do have in the in the county. So yes, you can come by and check out that artwork.
Yeah.
Well, that takes us through basically most of the summer. I know you'll be back in August, and then we will really ramp up of what's happening in the fall, but that's a preview to come. So check out the Town of Clover on July 4th and 5th and beyond. And of course, you got to see the town with love in its name for sure. Sam, great catching up with you, friend.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.